wrote something this morning that life is made up of a whole lot of nothing, fart and thin air. And the purpose of life is to make something out of nothing. And the fact that you can make laughter out of a fart is a fucking miracle. I was thinking the first time I ever saw this was when my dad made me a Lego crane. It was all these bricks of nothing. And he just piled one brick on it after the other, and within a few minutes he'd made this crane that worked. And that blew my head. That I was maybe 4 or 5, but there was nothing there, and then it became this form, and it was like, oh my god, how the fuck did you do that? Like, it was like magic from his fingertips, and I was blown away. And I feel like that was the first thing that ever inspired me, like, well, massively inspired me. I felt like that was magic. I've always loved something from nothing. I love just how shit can just appear. And life's constantly throwing that shit around. I love it. And I love how things can disappear as quickly as they appear. I don't love it at the time, and there's always lessons and shit to be learned from them, but that's part of the magic that they appeared from nowhere in the first place. I'm not as zen as I'd like to think I am. Easy come, easy go, they say. And life is easy come, easy go. And I love that about creativity too. Like, I love when it reminds me, hey, Darby, it's not yours. This is just something it's outside of you and you don't have any control over it. When I was working in advertising, we'd work to briefs and spec briefs, or whatever the fuck they're called, I can't remember now, but we'd be given, you've got to say this message with this many words in this way, and it has to jump through all these tick box hoop things. And I was terrible at it. There were people in advertising who were better at me than doing that, but I couldn't do it. Like, I'd come up with ideas that were way off target. I'd just be coming up with basically Darby Land shit, stuff that like would probably work on my Instagram these days, but had nothing to do with whatever product we were trying to sell. So I love it when creativity reminds me that it's not mine. It's frustrating and beautiful. It's not on a leash. I can't just say, yeah, make it do things, tell it what to do. So cats teach me a lot like that. Cats will tell you that, sure, they'll be happy to come on your lap, but you're not allowed to. You can't just put them on your lap. They'll do it when they want. And I can always feel that when my stuff isn't working, it's because I've forced it and I've held it on a leash and I've made it try to say something or do something. And sometimes it can fool people, and people think, oh yeah, that's really good, Darby. But I know that it hasn't come from that place, in inverted commas or italics or whatever. It came from my dumb ego. Didn't come from outside of me. And my best stuff comes from outside of me. And when I was on a roll last year writing my last book, I was just letting one sentence be born from the previous sentence over and over. Sometimes I'd try and force a sentence, like trying to build a bridge across a chasm, but then I'd have to backtrack and go, no, let this sentence give birth to the next sentence. And when that was happening, as Steven Spielberg once said, it felt like the closest thing he ever felt like it was to flying. And yeah, that makes sense. When I was getting ready for this live show that I'm doing in a couple of weeks, I had a dream. I won't tell you the dream because I don't tell it on stage. But it gave me basically the idea for the first few minutes of the thing. It's like, holy shit. I love how dreams just fucking, they just give you. They just, here you go. Have that. That's how you can open your thing. it's a fucking miracle. I love how, like I was saying before, how working to a brief and trying to get something. Sometimes I just feel like all I need to do is, as talked about before by other people, but casting an intention and all that sort of shit. But just planting a seed, just putting your sails up and and letting you take you in the rough direction of where you think you might want to go. And you won't always get exactly to where you thought you should have been gone, but life or whatever it is, the seed, the wind, whatever, will just guide you to exactly where you need to go. I love that about life. It's such a weird process of holding on and letting go at the same time. I'm so shit at letting go. It's so weird because most of creative process requires just to go with things. Yet in real life, not real life, but outside of creative stuff, I'm very train track driven. I'm very process. I have to keep such a tight rein on myself so I don't go too astray, so I can keep doing my unastray stuff. It's such a weird balance. It always feels really weird trying to wrong foot myself consciously. I can't help it. I have to do it. It's just, yeah. Anyway, a lot of the time I'm trying to force new ideas, but recently I'm trying to remind myself that the only way to come up with stuff is to do nothing and to refill that sense of intuition in my gut by doing jack shit. It's weird. I always feel this relentless, purpose-driven, productivity-driven, come up with ideas, because I know how hard it is to come up with a good idea. It can take a shitload of ideas before something actually good happens. But I'm trying to remind myself to deliberately do nothing and remind myself that resting is productivity. Which is the weirdest counterintuitive thing. Like I was saying before, deliberately trying to wrongfoot myself. Everything's counterintuitive. Everything's upside down at the same time. It's the right way up. So yeah, it's weird trying to force myself into reminding myself that wasting time is very productive for me in this weird profession that I've found myself in. It's so weird. I can't do it. Like I'll deliberately pick shows to veg out on or look at random bullshit and my brain's just constantly going, "Oh, there's an idea for you. It's like, shut the fuck up, brain. Like just relax. Otherwise, I'm not going to come up with anything. I'm just going to be coming up with shit constantly." So yeah, part of me thinks that maybe it's because also I'm living in a city at too. Like I used to live for a short amount of time. I lived out in the country by the sea, and it was the most relaxed I ever felt. And ideas just came to me without even thinking. It's like so fertile out there, but in a city, I'm always on guard. I'm always just the sense of other people wanting to sort of take a bite out of you somehow, some way. I don't know. I know it's a bit shit, but I just felt like, yeah, when I was out of the city, that's when I would start to relax. And yes, trying to relax inside a lounge room for a few years now while I work from home and write these ideas just doesn't cut it. And I want to be outside where there are no people. So yeah, I think a country/sea change at some point will be really beneficial. Now I just sound like I'm just really talking to myself. I'm not really recording a podcast. Almost like a to-do list. Sorry, you have to listen to that shit. But anyway, my live show in Brunswick, Melbourne, is on in a week and a half or so. Next week. Or the 15th of August, whenever that is. Thursday night. I'd love it if you came. And if you'd love to leave a review for this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening, I'd love it. Ta.